Good morning. We're seeing Chayyadim, a clam and hay, and we're setting Simon Vav. So the Chayyadim says that a person can't act in a cavalier attitude towards Be'ochlim. Derek Bizoyan. So this is going to prohibit throwing items. Now there's going to be really three issues when it comes to throwing. He's going to say that throwing up by pass, it's always a problem. Pass is considered chashav enough. It's the staff of life. The person created the idea that you can take these grains, make them into flour. It binds with water, and it becomes it's a chemical mixture, which they actually create a new molecule, and it becomes this thing which is glutinous, and it rises, and all these wonderful things. The Russian created that in the world in order we should have what to eat. So we have to give it a derech eretz. So you don't throw it around. You don't throw around something which is important and chashav. Okay, that's one type. The second issue is the other foods, which are not pas, if they're going to be nimas, they're going to become affected negatively by the throwing. You can't throw them around. If they're not going to be affected, so then they're not usur. And that's the second. That's the halacha. So that's the second area. The third area, even these type of things, it seems to me if a person is doing it mamash derech tzchok, he's making a game out of it, it would be inappropriate to do. Is that possibly because some learn that pass, there isn't a unique din in pass different than other foods, and even though that's true, the Gemara which we mentioned in the introduction talks about a case that they were playing with bread, and Rashi says they were throwing it to each other as a form of a game, and that was inappropriate. So it means that now we're saying there's something inappropriate about using it for a game purpose, and even though it doesn't have this unique special din. So even though we do hold not like that sheet, then we hold that pas is unique, but the concept that even something which is not unique has a halacha that you shouldn't use it for a game, That's going to be true as well. Okay, so the first halacha the Chayyadim talks about is the din of foods which are not pas. They're only problematic if it's going to become, through the process of throwing it, it's going to become something which people will find repulsive and not eat it. So there's an element of wasting the food, about tashkis. The element of being mavaz of the food by making it from being edible to becoming something which people which would not want to eat, and then those are elements of degradation to the food, so that's inappropriate. And this is true even things which have an outer shell, and so the inside is fine, but you throw it into the mud and you have this muddy nut, even though theoretically you could open it up and eat the stuff inside, people might find it uncomfortable to do so. So in some way you've degraded the food. But in a place where it will not be affected negatively, excuse me, so then it's mutter. Excuse me. So even if it's a clean place and we're not worried about it becoming up dirty, etc., but you take soft fruits and those type of things you throw when they land on the ground, they get bruised and mushy, etc., and people are not going to want to eat them. So you degraded the cheshivas of the food by the throwing, even without making it dirty. But something which, like the egoism, that wouldn't be true because they're not affected negatively by the throwing. They're still inside of the shell. And even if they're out of the shell, they're hard. But if you throw it in such a way that they become dirty, so you could wash it off, and yeah, you could do that, but the people might just decide that the whole thing looks disgusting and not eat it. So that's the element of bizoyin to the food. So that's the halacha, which is true by any food. Upas, also, these are going to fill them welcome. But bread, we point out, is unique, And bread is going to be usur to throw it even in a place where it's not nimas. Now, there's some people which have an inyan that they throw the bread by the Shabbos Suda to the members of the table. And that's how they pass it out. And the question is, why would that minyan be allowed under what we're saying over here in Halacha, that you can't throw bread, even though it's not going to become nimas, but still in a sort of throwing bread. So we'll talk about Be'ez Hashem more in the following shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.